Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. We are here.
We are here.
It's our second to last show.
Yeah.
It's like kind of our last show, but kind of not.
Because, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to opt into our show next week. And then that'll be the last week we're here.
Yeah.
Remy, we are both done with our college career.
I was just thinking that about how last time when we were in the middle of or about to embark on finals, and I said this time next week we'll both be done, and here we
you
are.
You did say that.
We made it.
We're done.
No meltdowns. No unfinished papers.
We're done. We are done. Well, that only applies to one of us. Most.
No, I don't have any unfinished papers.
No.
I was like thinking, like, wait, did I forget something? Like, this would be absolutely terrible.
No, that would be a bad realization right now.
Well, that would really ruin.
But we are both done with all our work in college.
Yeah,
we're just kind of chilling now.
Just chilling, which is my favorite state to be in.
It's just chilling.
Just chilling with nothing to do.
It's not a bad place to be, especially like very end of college. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, we got 2 weeks to kind of exist. Just. Baseline, yeah.
Well,
exists.
Well, this 1 week will be pretty empty, but next week we'll have a lot of things to do.
Yeah,
well,
I haven't gotten any tickets yet.
One thing per day. I got all my tickets.
Oh, well, I should do that.
Yeah. I hope they don't sell out. You don't know.
Yeah. That's about my mood right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you want to know something interesting, Dylan?
I always do.
I think today is the first and probably only time that I will ever have been in the studio twice in one day. Because Dylan and Avery,
Dylan.
Not Dylan, you're Dylan.
I'm Dylan.
Pierce and Avery, two of my friends, also have a show earlier today, and they said, do you want to come on? And usually I can't because I have class at 6, which is their showtime, but today...
Right. 6 a.m.? 6 p.m.?
No, p.m. So I came on their show.
Wow.
And we had a good time. And wow, it felt really odd to
wait,
not have...
Wait, now that I remember, weren't we supposed to have a guest today?
Were we?
I don't know. There was talks. Is that...
No.
Okay. We were never supposed to have a guest.
No.
That never happened. Okay.
No.
Well, all right, man. You want to hop right into some songs?
Yeah.
I found, actually, like, I don't know why. I think it was because of finals, like writing papers and also like just getting things done, where like I listened to like deep into some albums of some people that I like.
So you've got some deep tracks.
Well, they're good deep tracks.
Okay.
I guess you could call them deep tracks, but all right. Well, let's toss the first one on, shall we? Yeah, all right. Let's do that.
I give you everything I never had. I hope you know that. But now I have it, I don't need it. It's important that you see it. Money often makes a never home dad. Is it worth all the times when I'm never here? Is it worth it when daddy can't dry your tears? Is it life or just the living? Kids and wife is not a given. I wish I could be a stay-at-home dad. And all the dreams I had, I still see them in your eyes. Now you can hurt me more than I ever been hurt before. And I've been hurt before. I live, I live, I live. I live like this forever. I still love all the wounds he left, but they don't hurt no more like they hurt before. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish that he could have seen you. The most important thing. look back.
That you posted up like Jesus on the corner selling baggies full of blessing. Is it stressing all the things that you have morally accepted? Is it vexing wearing clothes that you have bled in? Picture perfect victim overwhelmed. It's so sadistic. I was looking for a purpose with a chance. You had some with you on the street when I forgot the city breeze. When I do not, if I leave, it does not stop you. No. So is there any treason in the tricky little price? Oh, is there any treason in the tricky little price I paid? I can't open up to you. Me and my friends are lonely. I don't know what to do. I always figured I'd be the one to die.
right, you just heard Lullaby by Lucas Graham, followed by Me and My Friends Are Lonely by Matt Mason, followed by Dancing's Not a Crime by Panic at the Disco.
It's true. Dancing is not a crime.
Unless you're doing it without me.
Oh,
that's how the line finishes. It's dancing's not a crime unless you do it without me.
I wasn't really listening, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Well, we were speaking.
I know.
I was listening to you.
I mean, you know.
Is that not better?
It's in the background.
Yeah, it's in the background.
I've also listened to the song multiple times.
Okay, now. I have not. Oh, we're kind of giving away who chose that song. It was me. moving on.
Anyway,
we got some
topics to talk about. Which one you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about your birthday.
My birthday. First. Okay. You want to tell it from your point of view or my point of view?
Well, I think we can tell both
simultaneously. Simultaneously.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do one in the right ear, one in the left ear, and people can just hear one somewhere, whatever literal side of the
that
story
sounds
they want.
Like mayhem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, basically, this is we'll try to keep it brief because we got some stuff to talk about afterwards. Yeah. But anyway, this is basically what happened was that Dylan's birthday was this weekend.
Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'm 22. I should have had that queued up.
And so his housemate Timmy was organizing a surprise party for him and their housemate Jared, who was also celebrating his birthday that weekend.
Jared's also born on the same day.
Yes.
So why would you say that weekend if it's the same day?
Because I wasn't sure his birthday was. Jared and I aren't as close
as
you and
I understand.
Are. Anyway, moving on. So Timmy came up with this elaborate plan to have them both come back to the house at the same time and we would all be there to surprise them. And then Dylan...
All right, hold on.
First of all...
Can I interject here?
No, you cannot. We haven't even gotten to the part where you interject.
I mean, this is where I think I can tell it pretty well
without you.
Oh. I'll just turn my mic off.
Thank you. Back to what I was saying. Anyway, so
you can never get rid of me.
First, Dylan throws a wrench in the works by saying he would be home at 8:30, but then still having to edit his film that was due tomorrow the next day, and saying, "Oh, I'm not sure when I'm going to be home anymore. It might be 9, it might be 10, it might be never."
So I can add a little bit here.
Sure. Yeah.
Timmy's original plan to get me home was actually perfect, and say to get me and Jared home, because in my house. We play, like, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate very often. And we have, like, a ranking in the house. It's, like, a joke thing. But it's, like, you know, we take it kind of seriously because it's fun, you know? To, like, who you can challenge someone for, like, their ranking in the house.
Yeah.
So, Timmy did challenge our housemate, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the challenge was going to go down at 8:30, and that was going to get us to come home. And I haven't missed a challenge. Like, I've generally been there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good idea. But I did mess it up by, like, just having to finish the film for the following day. And I texted him, like, I don't think I'm going to, like, just send me some videos. I don't think I can make the challenge. And I thought it was just a challenge.
Yeah. That was very upsetting for us in the big group chat we had set up. But anyway, so we're saying, okay, we'll push it back. He gets Jared out of the house by sending Favor with him, which is one of their housemates, to get Picante and then to go get some whiskey or something. So Jared's out of the house, and now we're trying to scheme of a way to get Dylan back. And what we come up with, I say we.
Whose idea was that?
Because it wasn't a we, it was a Timmy saying, this is all I got. And we saying, it's not going to work. And Timmy saying, I'm going to do it anyway. His idea was to tell Dylan that their house was flooding.
Right.
And then that would cause Dylan to rush home. And be surprised. Which, if you think about it, for any amount of time longer than 8 seconds, you will come up with several reasons why it wouldn't work. And it didn't work.
Yeah, because, but for probably reasons you might not expect.
Well, yes.
So from my perspective, here's what happened, right? Is I'm editing my film in the basement of the X College, which is just where a bunch of monitors are for to edit. So I get a frantic call from, or text or call from Timmy.
Who, by the way, incredibly overplayed his part. It was really funny how bad it was.
Saying that our house is flooding. Now, issue number one is that Timmy lies constantly and always at any and all opportunities. With things that are so simple as when I stand up, let's say, in our living room, I'll be like, oh, where's my glasses? And he'll be like, oh, they're right behind you. And then I'll turn around and be like, ha ha, like, gotcha, like, oh, you're so dumb, I can't believe you looked. Like, he would do that. Yeah. So that got old in September. So I'm not kidding you, I have stopped, I started stop believing Timmy, anything that comes out of his mouth, in October.
Yeah.
It took my housemates a little longer, But now we all just don't believe anything Timmy says. So, and I've been joking that, Timmy, there's going to be a time where you're going to cry wolf, and I'm not going to, like, look, and you're really going to need me or something. And it happened to be this time. So I'm like, I FaceTime him, and he won't pick up the FaceTime.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, he called you, and you didn't believe, and then you said FaceTime me. And obviously, we couldn't FaceTime you.
Because there's no flood.
Because there's no flood. At which point, I said that the only logical solution was to, in fact, flood your house. Which would have been fine.
We would have cleaned it up.
It would have gotten me home. But yeah. I was refusing to leave.
So then Timmy decides he's going to send messages to all of us, and then, like, saying, our house is flooding, come help. And then we send those screenshots to Dylan, which will make it seem more believable.
Someone messed up, though. Did I show you how they messed up?
Yeah, you did.
The way someone messed up, the first person that texted me screenshotted their conversation with Timmy, but they held, like, they scrolled their conversation up and, like, held it and screenshotted it so you couldn't see the timestamp.
Yeah.
And media literacy, man. Like, yeah, so most people, I'd like to think that most people would not notice that, but that tipped me off as well. The fact that all of you, by the way, again, too, I know how, like, committed Timmy is to, like, just messing with people, right? Mm-hmm. I think I said this while we were there, once I actually did come home eventually, that we once walked 15 minutes. I walked backwards from our house to Davis Square because I knew that he picked up a snowball and he carried it from our house to Davis Square, and I refused to turn around because I knew, and he knew that he was still waiting that whole time, and he was waiting that whole time. Yeah. So it's completely conceivably believable in my head that he would text all of you guys saying, please text Dylan, like, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I don't want to come home because it's about, like, a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
Go home just for being like, oh, gotcha. And then I'm like, okay, and I have to go back and edit.
But from our perspective,
it you was need me
incredibly
home.
frustrating. and we waited for about an hour.
I feel bad about it.
Which is, like, honestly pretty fine.
But no one would FaceTime. Like,
couldn't FaceTime you, dude.
I know, but I was just saying, like, FaceTime me. Like, and he was saying, like, why can't you just come? Like, yeah. But the house is flooding. I'm like, why can't you FaceTime me? Like, what is the issue here?
Yeah, so eventually we got Dylan home, and at that point I was not angry with him, but I wanted to get him back with something. So what we did was we were all gonna surprise him in the living room. By the way, for Jared, it worked perfectly. He came back, we were all surprised.
Yeah.
Everyone who was there for the surprise went upstairs, and so when Dylan got home, it did seem like Timmy had pranked him by just...
Well, but yes and no, because Vib, who's one of the people that was there, FaceTimed me, and that's what got me home, was that I saw all of you there.
Well, yeah.
And that, so I saw all of you there, and Miriam said, come home to blow out your candles. So then I was like, oh, is this, like, a birthday thing?
Well, she was actually saying that to Jared, but I got her, that, yeah.
Yeah. So I came, but then when I walked in, none of you guys were there. So then I was like,
get God.
What is happening? Did he really get all of my friends to come home, to come to my house, just so I would come home and then have to go back? So I was very confused. I very much appreciate the birthday
eventually,
surprise.
Eventually, yes, we had a nice birthday surprise with some nice cake.
But I still don't. And then, by the way, about 5 seconds in, like, people are joking, like, huh, like, oh my God, Dylan, I can't believe you didn't believe Timmy. About 5 minutes into the party, Timmy said another thing, like another, like, quick lie or whatever.
Mm.
That just it doesn't break, you know.
Yeah. So anyway,
I feel a little bad. I feel a little bad, but, you know,
I mean,
these things happen.
I feel more bad for you that you didn't get an authentic surprise, because I remember on my 21st birthday, my friends threw me a surprise party, and it was, like, the greatest thing. I loved it. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited to do something awesome for Dylan, and you were just in your own way so hard. You couldn't get out of
your own
way.
You guys did ask me, how could we have gotten you home?
Yeah.
And to Timmy's credit, the original plan was a good idea.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
backup plan, the issue, the wrench in it all, is the fact that Timmy sent the yeah. message. It's because of all the lies that he's told over yeah. the year, over the time. Yeah. If anyone else sent the first message saying, Dylan, our house is flooding, I would have come. I think I would have.
Also, it was just unfortunate timing that you had that film due the next day.
Yeah.
So
I was up very late.
Yeah. Should we talk about the film, or should we play some more music first?
Let's play a little music. Right, yeah. And then we can, and then we'll talk. We'll hit topic number two.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got new album time. I've been so good,
I've been helpful and friendly. I've been so good, why am I feeling empty? I've been so good this year. I've been so good, but it's still getting harder. I've been so good, where the hell is the karma? I've been so good, I've been so good this year. Filled with disappointments.
Something that you're doing has me falling all the way. I'm tripping off your love and all the other drugs we take. Over all the others, you're the one all over me. I need your therapy, need your therapy. I don't mean to come off aggressive, no. I'm just here to pass off the message. Yeah. Cause you were in my head when I thought I lost my mind. But we do this every time. Cause there's something that you're doing has me falling all the way.
I'm tripping off your love and all the other drugs we taking. Over all the others, you're the one all over me. I need your therapy, need your therapy. I'm not one for relationships, it's overrated. We could still be lovers, that's all I'm saying. Others, you're the one all over me. I need your therapy, need your therapy. I'm feening off, feening off you. La 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 la. I'm needing, needing you. Da la da 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 da. I'm feening off, feening off you. La 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 la. I'm needing, needing. Hope I made the impression, yeah, that I was always interested. All the feelings I kept in, what should we do? Whatever you want to, cause there's something that you're doing that's been falling all the way. I'm tripping off your love and all the other drugs we take.
Tracy Chapman was my friend. She would know exactly what to say. Beginnings always hide themselves in ends. At some point I will be okay. I got high when I met you. I got high to forget you. I feel pain. If I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on. If I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on. If I wanna move on, move on, move on, move on. If I wanna. To see some shaman in LA, to hear some things I wanna do here. Everyone just wants to feel good. Everyone just wants to disappear. Call the girls that live in my hometown to help fill up the minutes. Let imagine sage my house. Down. It didn't make a difference.
All right, you just heard Karma by AJR, followed by Therapy by Khalid, followed by Move On. Oh, playing a little speakerphone there. Followed by Move On by Mike Posner. Is that new? I haven't heard that before.
I think it's pretty new. I think he just released an album, actually.
Oh, let's take a look. Bop. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it says 2019, so.
Probably recently.
Maybe, relatively recent.
Yeah.
Whew, also, all right.
Can I switch to mic 3 for this?
Sure.
Thanks.
There you go. You're on mic 3 now.
Wonderful. Does it sound better? Does it sound worse?
I think it sounds
exactly the same.
Maybe your mouth is just closer.
Maybe it's also the levels higher. Anyway,
can you do the baby lock them doors.
Nope,
and
can't do it.
Let's just give it just one try.
Let's talk about some films that we have perhaps made
some films.
Or starred in recently.
Yes. So speaking of the film that I was editing that night, we finished the film.
Yes, we did. You did, really. You finished
that
it.
Was, it's been well received from...
Well, want to give a little backstory about what we're talking about?
About the story of the film and things?
Yeah, I mean, it was your project for your advanced filmmaking class,
so,
right?
So, yes, the project, it's my advanced filmmaking class. The goal was to write, produce, and edit.
And direct, I think, right?
Well, the main part of it is to direct. You write it. So that you can direct. The main point of the class is to direct.
You're really an auteur for this.
I am. Wow. Tasha would love that.
Yeah, she would.
Yes. So, I wrote, produced, directed, edited a short film this semester, and Remy was the star. And
yes, I was.
And it's now done. It's 8 minutes long. It's called First, Last Shot. And I don't know if I have, like, a log line for it, but it's about a guy asking a girl out for the first time. Not that he's asking this particular girl out for the first time. It's his first time asking any girl out. And his friend convinces him, or tries to convince him, to ask the girl out with, like, economics and game theory / the prisoner's dilemma, if you're familiar with that.
I am.
So, well, you were in the film, I hope so.
Well, I'm familiar with it for other reasons too, but yes.
But yeah, it's been, I was a little hypercritical of it the first day. Not your performance, by the way, of my parts of it, because I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have given you the part if I didn't think you could do a good job. So, I was a little hypercritical of it, but I was also like that day I was extremely sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a screening for it that I am at, and everyone keeps saying, whispering, like, where's Dylan? Someone even comes up to me who I don't really know, and they're like, do you know where Dylan is? And I say, I have no idea. The screening was at 7 o'clock in the evening, and Dylan,
I walked in at probably like 7:30,
overslept.
7:13.
He was asleep.
I was up very late and then very early. And then, but by the way, the reason was because I finished editing and I was putting a like denoiser on, which is very slow.
Denoisers also don't work that well.
No, yeah, tell me about it. So it took about 3 hours for the denoiser to
3 hours.
And then once I put it on, I still have to export it. And once the denoiser's on and you export it, so I was up basically all night.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know it took 3 hours. That's absurd.
I was up basically all night and then like still awake during the day because I was finalizing it. Mm-hmm. So I finished the final export at like 5:45 p.m. That's about it's an hour and 15 minutes. I said, I'm going to go home and I'm trying to stay awake. And it's like the first time there's really nowhere to sit in my room except in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid in my bed and I knocked out and I woke up at probably like 7:03.
Yeah.
And sprinted to the screening.
Yeah.
Which I had a ton of messages. And
yes. But it turned out fine.
Howard made a joke of it, it seemed.
Yeah.
I think Howard likes me.
Got your name wrong twice.
He got my name wrong twice, too. He called me Ryan. Yeah. And I'm twice.
And everyone knows that they call you Dylan, so I don't know what he was on.
I don't know what world he's in. But yeah, I think it's now that, yeah, so after, you know, that after I've had some time, because yeah, I was sleep deprived, I had just lived with it, like been very, like, I know where every single cut is, every single thing, for like basically 72 hours straight type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like kind of overwhelmed, and but I've screened it for a few more of my friends at my house, and each time I watch it, people do like get the right, or the reactions that we get are what was aimed for. So yeah. You know, I feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought personally seeing my face up on the big screen felt pretty good.
It's kind of weird. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it's like...
I thought it looked okay.
Maybe like hearing your own voice type of thing.
I actually... It was one of those things where I didn't think that my voice sounded that bad, which is a first for me, because I never liked the way that it sounds. But I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad.
Have you ever listened back to our show?
Oh,
this
yeah.
This radio show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And do you mind the sound of your voice?
I don't love it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But some reason in your film... Whoever was booming captured me really well.
I don't mind the sound of my voice. I don't like the sound of my voice when I record it on like my phone or in a video.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen back to our show, something about maybe the way these mics like pick up our voice, I don't mind the sound of my voice. I think it changes it enough where it kind of makes it feel like it's a different person talking.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
Except the same person thinks of the same exact lines as me at the same exact time as I do.
Crazy. Like,
wow, that's hilarious. I wish I could think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hey, man. Well, it's 3:43.
Yeah, wow.
We got your first performance of the semester.
Yeah, well, this wasn't really supposed to happen, except that Dylan...
Made
a special request of a song, which is a nice song. It's a good song.
It's my favorite one, I think, from... So, Karma, that we played before, is AJR's new album. It's from AJR's new album. And this is my favorite one that you're about to play. I think after just one listen through.
Yeah.
This is my favorite song.
Yeah, well, hopefully I don't butcher it, because I was... I sent Dylan a text at about 2:43.
Yeah, it was 2:46.
And I was like, learning Karma.
Like...
Or not Karma, learning
D-Winter. We gotta be there in about...
So, yeah. And also, because I haven't been playing on the show, I haven't been playing that much guitar at all this semester, so a lot of things are working against me. Nor have I been singing, so... Maybe we'll just cut this part out of the show later on. I'm kidding. We're gonna nail it.
During the delay.
We're gonna nail it.
Yeah. All right, Remy. Well,
all right, here we go.
The stage is yours. You want to give us a strum? I hear it. Beautiful stuff.
There we go. Okay, right. So this song is called Dear Winter. It's by AJR. I think it's a nice song.
Yeah. Let's talk about it after.
Okay.
Because I like the lyrics a lot.
Yeah. It does. I feel
clever.
Like suit my musical sensibility pretty well. Had I been in the midst of practicing.
I agree.
Anyway, here we go.
Yeah, man.
Dear Winter, I hope you like your name. I hope they don't make fun of you when you grow up and go to school, okay? 'Cause winter is a badass name. Dear Winter, I hope you talk to girls or boys or anyone you like. I just hope you don't stay in every night, 'cause I wish I was out tonight. It really doesn't seem like there's anyone for me. But dear Winter, I hope you like your name. I'm hoping that someday I can meet you on this earth. But kid, I gotta meet your mom first. Dear Winter, I hope you like the song. And even when you're 13 and you're screaming me for parenting you wrong, I hope it's still a badass song. It really doesn't seem like there's anyone for me. But dear Winter, I hope you like your name. You know I cannot wait till I teach you how to curse. But kid, I gotta meet your mom first. Dear Winter, don't move so far away. And please don't say I'm hovering when I text to ask about your day. I wanna hear about your day. Will we still hang out and talk when I'm no longer in charge? Oh dear winter, I hope you like your name. I hope you let me take a shot with you on your 21st. But kid, I gotta ask your mom first. Dear winter, I'm looking for your mom. I gotta find a girl that doesn't mind that I'm inside my head a lot. Winter, it won't be too long. First, I just gotta find your mom. Thanks, Dylan. Feels good to be back.
I haven't done that in so long. I still feel like the 21 Pilots Can't Help Falling in Love cover where the drummer claps in the back background, back of the band at the very end of the video. That's how I feel every time. I love it. That was lovely, baby.
Thanks.
I really like that song.
As I was, I haven't listened to it that much, and as I was playing it, the lyrics are very nice.
It's a clever thing, too, because for those of you that were not paying attention to the lyrics, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that I don't get this wrong now, but I think that it's a song to his son, but like in the future because he hasn't met.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the right interpretation.
Okay, yeah. So I really like that. Also, winter is big.
Okay, that's the one problem I have with the song is that I think winter is a terrible name for a child.
So you don't like when celebrities like have these crazy
names,
right? He says
right at the beginning, I hope they don't make fun of you. And they're absolutely going to make fun of his kid like for winter. Being named Winter. He's setting his son or daughter up for failure.
I mean, are all... Okay, so Summer is a name.
Yes,
and so is Autumn.
Yes.
No.
Autumn, yeah, sort of.
Because in 500 Days of Summer, what's the girl's name at the end? Her name is Autumn.
It's definitely not Fall. So
it's Autumn.
It's Autumn. But I think that was more of just
for Summer. 500 Days of Summer. Yeah. Yeah. But I think Autumn is a name.
Yeah. It probably is.
And it only leaves
Spring
winter.
Isn't really a name, and Winter... I mean, I'm going to ask if when I see Jack next time, who knows when that'll be.
Right, because you know that.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, is this really what you're going to do, man? Because...
Like, name his kid. Yeah. You got to follow through
on that. Well, it does. It makes a great song, but you think when he's having kids, maybe people won't remember the song that well, or maybe someone will bring it up. Be like, ah, did he do it? They'll write an article about it.
What I thought about with this... I just lost my train of thought. I got it back. Is naming your child is not just one person's decision.
Also, that's a good point.
Know? So, like, if he wants to name his kid Winter, and then his wife is like,
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
That's why I think a middle name would probably be the way to go.
Okay.
Because Winter is a middle name? Sure, fine.
There are people that go by their middle name.
My sister goes by her middle name, actually.
Really? Yeah. I have a friend of mine in high school. Her entire family goes by their middle names. And I've asked her this multiple times because I don't know why. I always like forget the answer, but I'm pretty sure that I asked her, does her entire family or do her parents name her knowing that she will go by her middle name? Like,
yeah.
Her name is Erica Holly, right? Uh-huh. That's her first and middle name. She goes by Holly.
Yeah.
So like, I asked her, did her parents name her in that order, knowing that they actually wanted her to be called Holly.
Yeah.
According to her, yes, that is the case. Like, their whole family just goes by their middle names, and that they do intentionally name... So, like, they basically do it backwards.
Just seems kind of convoluted to do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what happened with my sister, too. I'd have to double-check with my parents. But they wanted to name... Well, they would have named... Her name is Shanti. They would have named made her that her first name, but there was a thing you in the family, you couldn't have it be the name, blah, 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 long story. Okay. So they had to name it... Make it her middle name.
Do you know what your... By the way, do you know what your possible other names would have been?
My names?
Yeah, like what your parents were going back
They were thinking
on.
About Rumi.
Rumi?
As like... R-U-M-I? Like the poet.
R-O-M-I-E?
I don't know how it's spelled. I think it's with a U, though. But I think they thought that it would be too much like a large room is roomy.
Okay. So they Is that an Indian name?
Rumi?
Yeah.
It's a name of a very famous old poet who's from somewhere. I think he's Persian. Perhaps.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, the one line that I really wanted to highlight in this song, which I think is really like kind of sad, is, "Will we still hang out and talk when I'm no longer in charge?" And that just hit me so bad because it's, I feel, and it made me feel really bad about some of the ways that I've interacted with my parents a little bit. Because, you know, everyone, every kid is like yearning for independence. They can't wait to get out of their parents' house in the shadow at some point in their lives.
Yeah.
So this guy's thinking like, when I can't force you to hang out with me anymore, are we still going to hang out and be friends as like a father-son or father-daughter connection? And I was just so sad to think about that. That might be how parents think. You know, like, I don't want my kid to leave the
and
house.
How
because
old is this kid, by the way, writing
he's,
this?
He's our age. He's in
Yeah.
So, mom and dad, I love you. I'm sorry that I was terrible as a teenager.
We'll see them
We're still going to hang out. Yeah, we'll see our parents real soon.
We graduate in a week and a half.
Yeah.
We have a meltdown.
Feeling good.
On the air.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw one song on while we got time for, I think, one song, and then we can talk a little bit, and then we say bye-bye.
Sounds good.
You know, well, we can cry off. We can cry off the air now.
Thank you.
right, you just heard Run by Snow Patrol.
All right, and here's PSA.
58 on the hour. Okay. We got a lot to get in 1 minute. Go, go, go.
Word of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What difference a friend makes. For info, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. There we go. That's your PSA.
All right, thanks. Excellent
the
job.
The greatest comeback in the Champions League of all time belongs to Liverpool. I don't know if you're a soccer fan, but it was incredible. It was the greatest comeback I've ever seen. They were down 3-0 going into the second leg. They won 4-0. That's exactly how many goals needed against Barcelona, which is the greatest team in the world. I was going nuts today as I was watching this. Sorry. We're out of time.
That is super embarrassing stuff. I can't believe they lost it.
No, they won it. Barcelona lost it.
I can't believe Barcelona lost it.
It was amazing. It was the greatest moment of our life. Incredible stuff. Maybe I'll talk more about it next week.
All right, excellent.
It was amazing.
I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
And the show is all about perspective. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got 15 seconds left to finish the show out. We're going to toss one more song on, and we will see you next week for our final show ever.
Woo!
10 seconds left.
Yesterday.